Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans, for the fans, not many who's here can understand. Everything pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson, yes.
Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I am your host, Conrad Cushman. Joining me today, we got Derek in the house. Derek, stop looking depressed. You watched Impact Wrestling. We're moving the fan over a little bit. You watched Impact Wrestling. Come on, man. Don't be so sad. We're here to give a review of WWE Extreme Rules, the horror show. Yeah, we're going to talk about this, and I really would be interested in hearing what you guys have to think. So live chat, make sure you're live talking in this one, because there's a lot that we need to talk about. I don't have much else to say besides hit the intro. Bro, we are here to talk WWE Extreme Rules 2020. Derek is in the house. I know so many people are excited to see this. I see a lot of people saying that was something. And we're going to get into it. If this is your first time watching the channel, do me a favor, guys. Make sure you hit the like button for me. Tell me what you thought of the show, good, bad, or indifferent, down in the comment section down below. If you watch this after the fact, I still want to hear from you. This is a show, like I always say, by the fans, for the fans. We may disagree, we may agree on some things, but it's still all about the fans and fan interaction. So I think that's a very key element to all of this. So make sure you leave me your thoughts down below. Also, if you haven't, hit subscribe. And we're also on many different podcast platforms. There is a link tree in the description box where you guys can order merch, check out podcasts on like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, you name it, we have it. This getting uploaded after the fact usually takes quite some time because YouTube is acting up just like right now. I don't know how all of a sudden we don't have enough smooth streaming bandwidth all of a sudden, but I'm sure there's a lot of people going live after this show. Whatever. So make sure you guys are just patient with me. The audio versions will come out a little bit later. I'm sure you'll get this one tomorrow. And then the next review we're going to be doing is going to be for AEW Dynamite this Wednesday. So if you're an AEW fan, make sure you guys check that out. But let's talk Extreme Rules, Derek.
Yeah, let's do it.
I need you to put some pep in your voice here, bro. Let's see who's in here. We got my man Obi-Wan, original Biggie in the house. Austin Stroop is here tonight. Chris DeZuba. You get up for that, though? Yeah. Come on, bro. Ace is in the house. He said, what up, fam? What's good, Ace? What was that? What the hell was that? Rob says, EPW living up to the name. Dominion last Sunday. Dynamite on Wednesday. Slammiversary yesterday. And this horrible show tonight.
That's being generous.
Wow. Broken said, this pay-per-view is trash. Brian Walsh is in the house. What's going on, Brian? John L. Jackson here as well. Thank you, guys. I see we're up to 9 likes. Somebody hit that like button for me if you haven't already. Let's keep it going, and let's get some more people in here, man. Send this out to your friends, anybody who's watching. We want as many people as we can in here to give their opinions. But we're talking Extreme Rules 2020. This show was live from your favorite spot, Derek, the WWE Performance Center. So, kickoff show match, I'm going to be honest with you guys, I didn't watch it. I was on Malik Kelly's channel, Narcolepsy Boy 94. We did a draft, ultimate draft of TNA wrestlers. Pretty cool. Make sure you guys check Malik out for that. Just gave him a quick plug. And check it out. We were talking TNA wrestlers, and the conversation of Jeff Jarrett came up. It went over. I miss Kevin Owens versus Buddy Murphy. It looked like a cool match from the clips that I saw. Please update me, enlighten me. If you guys have any thoughts on that, tell me what they are, because I completely missed it. Did you happen to catch it?
Nope. Because I thought there was a pre-show.
Oh, there was a pre-show. It was before 7, though. I don't know why they would...
Before 7? So then... Okay.
Derek's not happy tonight. It's all right, man. Derek, let it out, man. Let it out how you feel right now about WWE. Should I let him? Go ahead. Unfiltered. Go ahead, bro.
Nah, that'll be at the end.
Saving it?
I'm saving it.
So, it looked like they had a good match. Let me see if anybody is saying anything in here. Brian said, evening, lads. How's it going? It's going well, Brian. Thank you for asking, good sir. We're going to get into that broken... We're going to talk about that more. Hopefully, you have some more info about that. Let's see here. Brian Wall said he can't wait for Derek's reactions. Chris DeZuba said, I'm a WWE guy, and this sucked. Wow, that's tough coming to hearing that from Chris.
That says a lot.
Big facts. That says a lot. ASAP boring match. Not sure which match he's talking about here, but let's get into the first match we saw. It was for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. We had the New Day taking on Cesaro and Nakamura. Listen, guys, I'm going to be honest. For some of these matches, I don't have a lot of notes. I was actually still running over into Malik's draft at this time when we were watching this. And we were just talking about stuff. I was actually having more fun talking to them than really taking notes for the pay-per-view. But eventually I was like, yeah, I got to start paying attention a little bit more. So I did see towards the end of this match, and I had it on in the background so I could see what was happening. No commentary, though. New Day and Cesaro Nakamura. I've said this. These four are very underappreciated. If you check out the Twitter handle down below, I just said that this recently while watching SmackDown. Like, this is one of the better things that I was caring about on SmackDown.
Yeah.
All right, man. Sometimes you got to carry the team on your back right now, boys. Derek's letting me down. He seems pretty depressed, especially for those listening on audio.
Sorry, people on audio. I completely forgot. No disrespect to you guys. I apologize. Yes, these four gentlemen are very underappreciated. I feel this was very much so disrespectful to all four of them to have them on a pre-show before 7 o'clock.
Well, they weren't on the pre-show, so this was the main card. So the main card starts at 7, but they had matches on at like 6:30. But I'm like, I'm not. It's, what, 9-something? Now, you don't know when these shows are going to end. Typically, a pay-per-view ends around 11 o'clock, 10:30 if you're lucky.
How it used to end.
But I told you, Vince does not care about timing for this. He wants to just basically get the matches out. He doesn't want to waste people's time, is what he said.
Oh, he's wasting time.
I thought this was all right, though. Cesaro and Nakamura, two of the most underappreciated like wrestlers in WWE. I still feel they screwed up Nakamura's world title reign. I'm always going to say that. And Cesaro deserves better. Cesaro should be in the world title picture, too. Kofi and Big E should be in the world title picture.
Yes. Is this Cesaro's first title? I feel like this is his first title.
No, he's been tag champs with Sheamus.
What I'm saying, though, like...
No, he's been tag champs with Sheamus. Was he Intercontinental? I don't think so. No. He was U.S. champ for a little bit when he first came in.
For how long?
A cup of coffee, we'll say. It was pretty quick.
I don't even remember.
It's just sad what they do with them. Huh. I will say in this match, though, they had some cool table spots where Kofi dove to the outside and they just threw the table at his face. Damn, I know that hurt. The finish of the match comes where Kofi Kingston gets powerbombed through a table by Cesaro. Incredible strength. I thought it was a great way to end it. New Day have been tag team champions multiple times. Great title reigns. To me, I'm going to say this. New Day is one of the better tag teams, in my opinion.
Yes. But then where do you go from here? You have them lose. And what do they do now? Do they disappear for a little bit of time? Like, what happens?
I think they're going to get a rematch eventually. That's the typical thing to do.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I hear you. But they have some different things. Conrad was still dreaming of Philly cheesesteaks. Hell yeah, Chris. All day. It's my favorite food. Remember that when it's my birthday. You guys can donate, too. Feel free to hit that donate button. Let them in. I got some different cool things that'll pop up for that if you guys ever donate. Ace says Kevin Owens and Buddy Murphy's match was boring. John L. says Nikki Cross should have won the title. I'm tired of Bayley having the title. John L., I'm going to get into this part of that in a little bit here when it comes to it. I don't know, man. I don't know what to say. There's a lot of people out right now, too, which makes things kind of funky. I feel like the belts need to be united. I'm going to save the rant for the end because there's like a big WWE problem here versus superstars.
Yes.
I gave this a B minus, though, the tables match. I thought it was pretty good, something you could enjoy.
I can't speak on it. I wasn't prepared for it because I didn't know when I thought it was starting.
Well, you didn't come in because I was recording, too, where we watch it. So that's fine. The SmackDown Women's Championship match was next. Bayley versus Nikki Cross, the match John L. was just talking about in the chat. Bayley versus Nikki Cross in this one. Guys, let me know what you think of this storyline. I'm going to start putting the question out there maybe in the beginning, and then you guys can answer while we talk about the match, and I'll come back to you with some of your thoughts. Bayley versus Nikki Cross. I put that this match was okay. It was all right. It's typical, though, what we've expected out of Bayley's title reign. Yo, wild shit right here. I was looking up how long Bayley's been champ, and I thought Bayley had been champion for a year because I remember her cashing in Money in the Bank on Charlotte, beating Charlotte. Right. I did not remember that Charlotte beat her for the belt and then Bayley beat her back. So it's been Charlotte, Bayley for the title. I did not realize that until I looked it up on title history on the WWE website.
You know what? I'm right there with you.
Bro, but I thought Bayley had been champ like for a year, and I'm like, wait, what do you mean she's only been champ for whatever amount of days they said? And they were like, oh, she won the belt back in October. And I was like, did she? And I had to look it up, and I was just like, holy shit. Like, this has been so awkward
that they've done this. I don't remember that. I thought she had it for a year, too. Didn't they at one point say that she had it for a year?
No. No, they've never said it.
Oh, shit.
I was surprised. What's up, Connor? Connor has joined us as well. Appreciate you, brother.
What's up, Connor?
Cesaro had that belt for 239 days, the U.S. title. A cup of coffee. But that was back when the U.S. title wasn't defended either, Rob. I mean, I remember like when
he had it
Dean Ambrose had it for a long time, like almost a year, and he never defended it.
I remember Dean having it.
Yeah, Cesaro had it for quite some time, though. I think it was like 2012 or 2013.
What?
This was even before the Cesaro swing, the slamming Big Show out, all of that.
Where have I been?
I don't know what you were doing back then. Could be drugs, okay. Don't know. Could be drinking.
What's that week?
You a fan of the Jack Daniels?
Kind of.
That could mess you up, Jack and Coke. I'm just saying.
So wait a minute. At that point in time when he had the belt, was I watching wrestling at that time?
No. That's probably why you don't recognize it. All right. You were out of the loop. Dyson Dark in here says, I rate this whole pay-per-view as an F-. They messed it up so badly with the Dolph versus Drew. A says, the New Day are the greatest trio of all time, but they need to drop the titles to Cesaro and Shinsuke. I'm cool with that. This match was okay, though. Let's get back to Bayley with Sasha, Nikki Cross with Alexa Bliss. Okay match. Once again, the real story here, guys, is about Sasha Banks and Bayley. Sasha gives the assist to Bayley for the win, letting her use the boss,
Brass
knuckles.
Yeah, boss brass knuckles.
She uses it, punches Nikki on the side while Nikki is bent over. She uses the, I don't know what to call it, this shitty, like, bulldog driver. I'm not a fan of the move. I don't think it's that great, personally.
I don't think it's that great either. And at first, when I seen it, I was trying to remember, and he had to help me out. I'm like, someone did that move before, and I didn't like it then, and I don't like it now. And he reminded me Dean Ambrose had that move a while back. Like, that move sucks. That move is horrible. You should not lose off of that move. If anything, that should be like a setup move for something.
It could be going forward.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Has she really done belly to belly, though?
She did it in this match, and they had her kick out of it. So now that seems like a signature setup kind of move. Eh.
So we're just dispatching the finishers?
Basically.
So we're taking after. Never mind.
Peace, bro. Peace.
Just saying.
Bayley gets the win. C match. Sasha helps. This is the story. Honestly, I believe the original plan was for.
Hey, new subscriber.
New subscriber. Or it could be money donated. Oh, Dyson Wolf's giving the subscription. Thank you for that, my brother. Don't know why that did not pop up the way it usually does. I hope that it didn't log me out. So, usually you guys get some pretty cool things to pop up across the screen. Yep. What do you know? It got logged out. So, I am going to put it back in. But, like I was saying, Sasha, Bayley, the main purpose of them is that they're supposed to feud against each other. The plan seemed like it was going to be in Sasha's hometown. SummerSlam was supposed to be in Boston. It just didn't come together that way, unfortunately.
No, it definitely didn't come the way it should have, but...
Hold on. We gotta show some respect to my man Dyson again. So I'm going to let that repop back up here in a second. I think I clicked it. You might get it twice. Still not showing what it's supposed to be. What is this hot trash? Go ahead, Derek. Finish your points.
So, you know, having Bayley and Sasha go at it should have happened, but, you know, our plans are kind of messed up right now, so we can't do what we want to do. But hopefully this is coming soon, because I think this has been a good amount of time where we've done... Well, you know, where we teased it, but nothing has really come out of it yet. So hopefully this happens and we get to,
to the final finish of this. I don't know how long they're going to stretch it out. I feel like they're trying to stretch this out until people are back into the crowds. But
let's just not do that. I don't want to do that.
I don't know, man. Vince seems hell-bent on having this feud happen. And obviously, guys, that's going to play more so as well into what happens later on with everything else. Let's get into the next match. We get a promo from Bray Wyatt kind of backstage. Horror, ghouls, and goblins. Yo, this was dog shit, dude. I can't even front. Like, tonight, I don't care if the video gets demonetized. They can kiss my ass. This was garbage. Like, yes. It was hot garbage, bro. I don't know. I didn't like it for Bray. You're the Bray Wyatt, like, fan. Like, tell me what you thought of this.
I didn't like it. I did not like it. At first, I felt like they had a segment going, and then it didn't...
That's what was supposed to pop up.
There you go. They had it going, and then I thought they just, like, cut it off in the middle of it, and then they started it back up again. I'm like... I'm completely lost. Like, we were at the point that we were sitting here and really weren't even paying attention to it. And it's unfortunate because I am a Bray Wyatt fan and I don't like the direction that they have him going. So I can't buy into what you're doing because you're just making it...
super silly?
Yes.
Does the PG element ruin Bray Wyatt's character to you?
Yes.
Okay.
It ruins everything. Like, I don't know. I'll get to, at the end of this, I'll get to
your Bray Wyatt gripes?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll get to.
Rob says that this is the first time the Rose Plant actually looked like a finisher to me. Nikki sold it well. Nikki actually did great in this match, in my opinion. She needs to be elevated a little bit more.
She does. I feel bad for Nikki because she's just kind of stuck in a rut right now.
Yeah.
It feels like she has to play second fiddle to Alexa until they say, like, all right, well, we're going to give her a shot.
Or we're going to split you up.
Or we're going to split you up, you know. So, Nikki is another wrestler who is underutilized and needs to be treated better.
Ace says, I hope they cancel SummerSlam. SummerSlam's going to be at the PC. I think it's already a given. Chris Zuba says, SummerSlam, August 23rd. We've got some time to build towards it. At the PC, Broken said. Austin Stroop said Wyatt was poo-poo all night long.
I agree.
John L. said Nikki Cross should have won. It's time for somebody new. But here's the thing, John L. The story revolves around Sasha and Bayley in the titles. That's why Bayley dose belts, all this stuff. This is all part of it, building it up. And I think they gave them the titles to make this last longer than it needs to. Look, they were threatening to break up on Raw. And then they got back together after seeing, I forgot what the doctor's name is, who got Brian and Kane together for Team Hell No. I can't think of it at the moment. I'm sure someone in the chat has a great memory or can Google it. But they got back together. Then they were cool. Then they were fighting. Sasha took her time away. Bayley stuck around. Bayley wins Money in the Bank. Gets the title. Boop, 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 boop. So this is all following a pattern. I think once we finally get the payoff, I think we're going to be happy. I just hope they don't wait too long that it's like, oh, God.
Right.
Rob said Bruce Pritchard. Well, you know.
I'm going to talk about Bruce in a minute.
Oh, dear Lord. So let's get into this. So next up, we have a match for the United States Championship. So we think. Here comes the swerve, bro.
Oh, Lord.
Vince Russo style. We have MVP taking on Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews is nowhere to be seen because apparently he has not been cleared by doctors. Or does he have the word we're not supposed to say on YouTube? Don't know. But he's not there. So MVP crowns himself the new United States Champion. MVP's an OG of the belt, Derek, but... And honestly, I think the belt looks good on MVP. Knock on the front.
It does, but since when did we just vacate a belt and then just give it to the challenger? Like, to me, that belt is still vacated. So there should have been a match.
You're just saying he just got to hand it to him?
Yes.
I think they just did that so MVP didn't have to wrestle.
I don't appreciate it.
I'm okay with it because MVP's going to talk his mess. You can kind of intertwine this into a storyline. I don't know what they're going to do with this. Do you think Apollo is done? Like, do you think they're done pushing him? Because rumor has it that he was a Paul Heyman thing. Like, Heyman wanted to push him, and now is it over?
Oh, well.
Because Bruce is in charge now. But we don't know. Maybe Bruce feels the same way, though. Like, yeah, I like him. I heard Bruce does like him, though. Bruce was like, yeah, I like him. I think we should push him.
Yeah, you're a stand-up guy.
Yeah. But it's not up to Bruce, though, in the end, either. He's just doing what Vince wants. Let's see here. Derek ain't taking no shit tonight. Dyson says this was an F-. Harsh. Yeah, MVP wins via forfeit. We're going to have to just wait and see what the storyline plays out on Raw tomorrow. Next match was an eye for an eye. Sorry, that's my Rey Mysterio voice. Sounded good, though, right?
It was.
An eye. For an eye. Dominic. Seth Rollins versus Rey Mysterio in this one.
Mi familia.
What about this match here? I will say this. Rey Mysterio, one of the all-time legendary luchadors in pro wrestling. I love Rey Mysterio from the time I saw him in WCW to whenever. I thought that he always kicked ass. And Seth Rollins, not going to front, he seems like a great opponent for him. Yeah. Rollins has the energy levels. He's got it all to get in there and mix it up with them.
You know what? I will say this was this was a good match. I felt like there should have been a bigger sense of urgency. And
whose behalf? Or both? Or
both. There should have been a bigger sense of urgency. Like, it didn't really seem like Ray called the stipulation, right?
He just said eye for an eye, and then WWE explained the rules of, like, someone's eyeball had to be extracted from their eye.
Right, but when they made the match, Ray basically said, like, in the ring, you know, an eye for an eye, yada, yada, yada. So I'm thinking there should have been way more veracity in Ray tonight than there was. It just seemed like he was just the same old Ray.
It seemed like he was just wrestling a match.
Just wrestling a match.
I kind of hear you on that a little bit. I think Ray, though, was supposed to be the injured one, kind of. Like, you know, he's coming in. He's already got one eye he really can't see out of. He's fighting it for his family. I like that. I didn't like the stuff with the chair and the kendo stick. Like, they were trying to shove those things into each other's eyes. Like... okay, that's fine and dandy that you're doing that, but what's going to be the big money piece here?
Right.
My favorite part in the match was the sunset flips into the barricades. Yes. Those were really good. I wasn't the biggest fan of the first one. I was like, ah, that looks kind of cheesy. Like, he sunset flipped him and Rollins went back. But yeah,
the second one.
The second one was good, where Ray slides on his stomach out the ring over the top and launches Rollins into the back. That one looked really good.
Yeah, that one hit like it was supposed to. First one was, it was decent, but this one hit like it should have.
Yeah, they went back and forth in this one. And so the match was okay. The match was almost there. I see some people saying I give it a B. It could have been a B minus from us.
Could have been a B plus. I was willing to give it a B plus.
If they did a little bit more.
If they did a little bit more.
When they ended this, so they started trying to use the stairs.
Well, I'm going to talk about that too.
Rey Mysterio gets his eye finally put onto the stairs. It gets shoved in on the bad one, obviously. And throughout all of this, I'm going to see if I have a good picture of this. I should have had it up on here, I know. But I'm taking notes for the show. I can't get pictures right away either. If you guys can, I'm going to try and zoom in on this so people can see it. Here it is. Rey Mysterio, if you look right between his hands there, it's the eyeball is supposedly out. They did a decent job trying to communicate, like, hey, this is what this is supposed to be. That gets the finish. Let me tell you my problem with this, Derek.
All right.
Ray loses, but where was Dominic? Wasn't he part of this storyline? Why wouldn't he be out there to help his father? And where's Seth's people?
Right.
Where's Buddy Murphy? Where's Austin Theory? Like, none of this is explained. I get that they may be in bad positions, that people are sick, and you can't explain it. Why aren't they showing? Well, where's Aleister Black, who had his back? Where's all these people who didn't like the other guys? You know? Minor detail. Maybe that's just something that you're, you know, I'm crawling over that doesn't need to be. Yeah, fine.
You know, it's understandable. I can understand where you're coming from with it. I mean, this should have been.
And don't forget, too, Seth Rollins threw up after he extracted the eye. Vince was probably laughing at that shit because he loves toilet humor.
Such great shit.
Go ahead, D.
So when you, when you think of an eye for an eye, Seth took Ray's eye, so Ray's trying to take Seth's eye. Not one time in this match was a weapon used that would extract an eye.
You could probably do it with a steel chair bottom piece.
Nah. That's going in the eye socket before it's coming out.
Oh, look at MD Derek Shelton over here.
that
doctor.
that's going in the eye socket before it comes out, and by that time it may not even come out. It may just get squished. Okay. So, you get to the stairs. When the fuck did you use stairs to extract an eye? That's pointed, right?
Yeah. Oh, here he goes, this dude. WebMD over here. Original Biggie said, he's gonna puke.
So,
shout out to Draws, too.
Yes. So, the stairs uses the extraction. Okay. Whatever. Where the fuck was the blood? You have to... If an eye was extracted... Where was the blood?
There's something on the back of the eye
that's not enough, bro. that's not enough. If you take the eye out, that's exactly what you're going to see on the eye. I'm expecting something running down this dude's face. When he put his face on the stairs the first time, you saw a little blood right there, right? Even though that wasn't enough then.
To quote my good friend Robert in another person's voice, we're not doing blood and guts, pal. All
right. Fuck it, we're not doing blood and guts. Let's just do it right. Where was the spatula? Where were the forks? Was the knife?
Chris DeZuba said Ray used the broken candlestick. That could have with the sharp ends.
That could have, but it didn't come to fruition. It wasn't even close.
He's got a point, too. Let's get into... We gave that a C+. It could have been higher, I think. And I think that the match quality was good. I think Ray and Seth wrestled well. I knocked some points off for psychology, in my opinion, and it just came off a little cheesy.
I just don't like throughout the whole match, there was not a sense of urgency like there should have been.
Jocelyn just comes in, I said that match would be stupid. What's going on, Jocelyn?
Thank you, Jocelyn.
Would have been better if he bladed.
Yes. Thank you.
You didn't even have to have him blade. You could have put fake blood on it. You pre-recorded this.
Something.
Yeah. No, no blood and guts, just a golf ball. Shout out to Foul. Make sure you guys check out Foul, too. He did a cover of Chris Jericho's
Very excellent
Judas.
File.
That was good. And he did one for Cody Rhodes Kingdom. Love that one as well. So shout out to Foul Original Wrestling. Make sure you guys check him out. The wrestling was good in the match. I agree with
yes,
Chris.
Don't get me wrong. The wrestling was good. I just didn't feel like there was a sense of urgency for an eye for an eye.
Right, for like a blood feud.
Yes. Like this should have been like, yo, I'm going to kill you because you took my eye, so I'm going to take yours.
YouTube, strike that from the record, by the way.
Yes.
No, I don't care. We're just talking, man. Raw women's title match. I'm telling you guys right now, match of the night. Asuka versus Sasha Banks. The back and forth in this was great. If you ever saw the matchup between Asuka and Sasha Banks on Monday Night Raw, I want to say it was a year or two ago. Great match. This did the exact same thing here. I love the fact Asuka's got Kairi Sane in her corner, and I love the fact that Sasha Banks has Bayley Dose Belts in the corner, Bayley being extremely obnoxious, but I love it. They had a good back and forth here. I'm trying to think of some of the best parts of the match. Sasha getting caught in the Shattered Dreams position. She was on the top rope, drops down perfectly into a code breaker. I'll say it since they'll say double knees to the face. They really don't want Jericho's name mentioned. She goes for the pinfall for a near fall in this one. Back and forth. Derek, how about that nasty German suplex off the top? Oh. I missed that part, but you and Brandon saw it.
Yeah, that was... she turned it into semi-backflip. She didn't really land it.
She landed on her knee.
She landed on her knees, which prompted the... I don't want to call it a botch, because she technically kind of saved it. Because she, if you look back in the replay, she landed on her knee, so her jumping off the middle rope, trying to jump off the middle rope, knee buckled, makes her fall off. I get it, so we're going to leave it at that.
She went for a dropkick, fell.
Dropkick, fell. You know, so it set up whatever, you know, it was supposed to set up.
We thought it was going to play into the finish, so we'll get into that.
Yeah.
There were some attempts. Asuka goes for the Asuka lock. Sasha's trying to fight out of it. Bayley does this weird ass, like she tried to interfere, leaves the belt, gets caught by the ref, but that was part of the plan. Leaves the belt under Sasha. Sasha looks like she's going to go and try and hit, but the ref catches Sasha with it, which never usually happens. And I'm like, what? And the ref grabs the belt from Sasha. Asuka was down. She gets up, has the mist. Misses Sasha, missed the referee. This shit is overbooked, by the way. This sounds like WCW 2000. It is. The ref's covering his eyes. He's down and out. Bayley gets back into the ring. Kairi is down, I believe, on the ground. They had gotten to a fight earlier in all of this.
Yeah.
And Bayley gets into the ring, tries to set it up. What did she hit her with, the belt?
I think she did hit her with the belt, yeah.
I can't remember. She hit her with the belt or something at one point. Asuka's down. Bayley puts on the referee shirt and counts 1, 2, 3, and then they act like the match is over. The fuck? Like, what am I watching here?
Like, and let's not forget the logic. So you mean to tell me Bayley slides into the ring and the ref didn't see it, even though that's in his peripheral?
Well, then, you know how that goes.
But then saw Bayley trying to hit Sasha with the belt. And then we go back. So we went from no logic to logic back to no logic.
Hold on. Brian Walsh said this was a great match with Asuka and Sasha. Ridiculous and pointless ending. Chris DeZuba, great wrestling shit ending. Austin Stroop, I checked out with this match. Who can blame me? Rob says, notice the difference between how Asuka and Sasha move in the ring with each other compared to most of the rest of the roster. Nothing contrived, doesn't seem mapped out, just fluid. Chef's kiss.
There it
you
is.
Go. Added that. Cool. Added that in for you, Rob. Dyson Dark said wrestling was good till Asuka lost with that dumb finish. Red Hood, what's going on, Red Hood? He says, how come Sasha didn't beat her clean in the end? It was bullshit. Since when can you put on a shirt and become a referee? Jocelyn says she loved the ending, kind King heelish. So she thought it was kind of heelish. Two belts, Banks, Ace wrote. Bad finish, Dyson said. I think it was a little too contrived. And we gave this a B+. So this is match of the night. This is as good as it gets right now, in our opinion.
This would be an A+ match for this show.
I have to give full blown credit to my man Kyron Chase. Give him a follow. Usually Splash Bro Kyron or Kyron Chase on all apps. Kyron had the line of the night in a message in our group that we have. And he said this was an NXT match with a WWE finish.
Totally agree.
Holy shit. I could not put a better period on that sentence if I wanted to. So Kyron gets full credit for that one. Let me see here. Rob says, Kai and Knox, Rhea and Io, Perrazzo and Grace from last night. It's just nice to see good chemistry put on display, especially in the women's divisions, bro. I'm not mad at that, Rob. I can definitely agree with that. Yeah. Fowl says, Asuka and Sasha was great. Weird finish, though, that referee crap. Broken said, let me be the ref. Come on, Broken. You may have to take a bump, bro. May have to take a bump. All right. We've only got two more matches, guys. Hang in there for us. Hang in there. We got more stuff coming in. Dyson says, see, here's the thing. If anyone slid into the ring and put on a shirt, you know damn well someone would have stormed the ring and stopped it. Foul said facts. We're going to have to see. This is going to be like one of those Monday Night Raw things. I feel like we're going to get a rematch tomorrow. Because they're trying to up. Look, Monday Night Raw got a horrible rating according to the internet. I don't really care about that. But they're probably going to try and boost it up. Because tomorrow, don't forget, we've got Randy Orton versus The Big Show. Well, it's The Big Show.
Why?
Wait for your weekly Derek picture incoming as soon as the theme hits. The disappointment of this man's face is hilarious every week. But they've been building that feud up. So we'll see where they go with that. And then I assume that we're going to get another match. Honestly, Sasha and Bayley have been kind of carrying both brands. Hell, they were even on NXT a little bit.
Carrying all three.
We get ourselves the WWE title match. There's going to be a stipulation, but Dolph Ziggler refused to reveal the stipulation to give Drew time to prep. Drew McIntyre versus Dolph Ziggler for the WWE Championship. This match turns out to be an Extreme Rules match for Dolph Ziggler only, so he can use weapons. Drew cannot. Drew can be counted out and lose the title. Dolph cannot be counted out. There are no DQs for Dolph. Drew can be DQ'd and lose the title. Yeah. Let's see here. Derek has clothesline by Drew. Monster. Big clothesline?
It was a good clothesline.
Okay. Good clothesline. We saw the elbow drop on the table from Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler's good, man. It's just I can't bother to care.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, he just does too much for them. And in the long run, he screws himself.
I don't think he's ever going to get that run, though, now.
No. He has to leave.
He would have to go to New Japan or something. He's got to go and do something different.
Yes.
I think that would be the better long money for him, too.
Yeah. In order for you to save your career and being stopped. Right now, Dolph Ziggler is a jobber. I'm sorry. To any Dolph Ziggler fans, Dolph Ziggler is a jobber. Who can sell for you.
I'm not going to say jobber, but I'll say Dolph Ziggler is definitely an underutilized talent. They just put him out there, and you know he's not going to win. There's no reason to get behind him. Rob's putting the sleepy faces for him.
That's what I'm saying. To me, he's a jobber now. You just, hey, Dolph, I need you to go out there and sell for me. Sure. All right.
So there were some spots in this. We saw Dolph hit his famousers, all the usual stuff. I loved the finish of this match. The camera work on this was pretty good.
Yes.
Dolph Ziggler sets up for the super kick, and then Derek, what happens during it?
Kip up. Claymore.
Yo, damn good Claymore, bro. Dolph sold the shit out of it, dude. Like I said, Dolph is good, man. He gets the pinfall. 1, 2, 3. B- I gave this, and that was being very generous, I thought.
Yeah.
But I couldn't hate on the finish, man. I thought it was a good finish. Dolph sold it. Former tag partners. I just couldn't be bothered to care.
Yeah. I came back to watching wrestling, and Dolph was one of the ones that I actually started watching. And I loved Dolph. Dolph was like, this man could tell you, like, every time we would play WWE, he'd be,
Tyler Breeze.
Tyler Breeze, I'd be Dolph Ziggler, and we have some A-plus matches. And in real life, they both could do some A-plus matches. But now that he's been selling too much for them...
He's been selling too much, though, since day one.
That's true, but I don't know, dude. It's time for Dolph to leave the WWE. I know that this is the big ticket. This is the grand finale working with WWE, but you got to go somewhere else, bro.
When you said big ticket, I wanted to say Kevin Garnett. I just had to get that out there. Favorite basketball player. There you go. But,
KG the kid!
This... inside stuff. this one was a good concept, a bad execution. Austin Shroop says, foul says, genius stipulation, but he should have called fouls count anywhere. Silly Ziggler. You know what he should have did? I thought he was going to ban the Claymore kick.
Yeah, he should have.
He saw how devastating it was. Why wouldn't you say, you can't use the Claymore kick either?
That would have been the smart thing to
do. And you have to wrestle with one arm tied behind your back. If he could have picked any stipulations, you know? But I guess he didn't want to look like too much of a chump. Dice says, he's talking about tomorrow night. He said Asuka's going to have an unsanctioned ass whooping on Banks tomorrow. Jocelyn says Dolph sold this match, no doubt. File said great match, but he looks like Ziggler, looks like the internal gatekeeper. So he's basically the guy that gets set up for this.
Yeah.
Red Hood says, how come we didn't get Jeff Hardy versus Sheamus match at Extreme Rules? Because they moved it to SmackDown. The bar fight will be on there. I think they're just trying to boost numbers for the show. Red Hood. Foul says, I love Ziggler, but I'd love to see him in a G1 tournament one year. Facts, Foul. I think Dolph could go. This is the time. Go. Rob said he's a good hand. Old Sean Spears ass boy. I'm done with you, Rob. Jocelyn said again, Dolph sold that. Foul says, love the camera work in this match, though. They did a really good job on the cameras, I will say.
They did.
Ziggler is a poor man's Jericho from original Big E. Ace says, Ziggler went to Claymore Country tonight. Jocelyn said, the hate for this match is real, shaking my head. Dolph sold. I think the problem, Jocelyn, at least for us, is I just hate the position Dolph Ziggler's in.
Yeah, Dolph is... in that position where
you don't want to get behind him because you know he's just gonna lose.
Yeah,
and he's been losing for so long. I always tell the story, Jocelyn. I'll say it just for you. I'm sure everyone else has heard it. I went to like the second ever SmackDown when SmackDown Live finally went live and everything. We went to the show in Buffalo here. I'm from Buffalo, New York, and Rob was with me, and we were watching like a five way or something to determine the number one contender for Dean Ambrose's WWE Championship for SummerSlam. Dolph Ziggler wins that match on SmackDown. Can I tell you that when Rob got up and said, who cares about Dolph Ziggler? He's just going to lose anyway. Since that day, I've paid attention, and Dolph Ziggler has really done nothing but took L's. He'll become Intercontinental Champ for a little bit, lose to The Miz. He'll become Tag Team Champs with Drew. They lose him to The Shield. It's just wild. Like, you want to get behind the dude. Dolph Ziggler's so good. Like, extremely talented. Your heart's not in it to get behind him, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to defend him.
Yeah, that's what it really is. Hold on, I'm trying to get everybody's comments in here before we move to the final matchup here. Ziggler's career in WWE is trash now, Ace says. I was wondering how Drew couldn't use the table, but he used the announce table. Ah, touche. They've always kind of just let people use that, though. I don't understand it either. That's a logic gap thing. Alexa Bliss winning me over. Oh yeah, we're gonna get ready to talk about that. And Jocelyn said okay. Alright, let's move to the main event, Derek. This was the cinematic match of the night. Hashtag swamp match. Swamp thing. Sorry. If I could, I would have definitely put that in here, but I know I would get copyright strike. If I could do cool shit like that, I would have great stuff for you guys. Bray Wyatt versus Braun Strowman. And this is not Bray Wyatt in the red vest this time. It is classic Bray. It is Bray Wyatt in the Hawaiian shirt. The Eater of Worlds versus Braun Strowman.
Amen.
Bray shows up. He's in a rocking chair. Braun goes over to the rocking chair. Bray is gone. He throws the rocking chair to the side. Braun goes up this unbeaten path, and he's into If you're familiar with some of like the promos that were shot, it's like a shed kind of, and he eventually is tied into and locked into a chair as Bray comes in. I don't know, Derek. You can hop in this at any point in time because Bray is your guy. Let me see here. Strowman fights Bums. Well, that's after this. I felt like Bray talked to Braun while he was in the chair with the chains around him for mad long. Like
he did.
We weren't paying attention to any of that. Maybe I missed something. Don't care. We go to the outside. There's a guy outside trying to attack Braun for Bray. He's in like a overall suit. He gets slammed onto fire. Obviously, it was a fire special effects dude. Cool. Whatever. It worked to see that. I don't know, D. I don't know what to say about this.
Okay. So...
And I forgot. Alexa was shown as Sister Abigail. Do you want me just to do the whole finish first and then you go on to it?
Yeah.
Alexa was Sister Abigail at one point, or at least who we thought. At first we heard a woman's voice, and then it was Alexa saying how her and Braun should have been together. I told y'all this for a long time. I feel like they've been trying to set this up with the mixed match challenge and everything else. And Braun and Alexa are good friends, supposedly. I don't know if they're dating or whatnot, but they set this up like, oh, he's in love with her, and it sounds like it's like his mind playing tricks on him. Good track by Ghetto Boys too, by the way. And eventually him and Bray start battling over by the Bayou docks. Bray's trying to annihilate him with a paddle. Braun moves out of the way. Eventually Bray goes into the water and Braun says, you know, it's over. It's over. And he sits there and they have the end of the show like screen panel pop up. And you think it's done. And I got to give him credit for this. The little horror show at the end. And he jumps up, hits the mandible claw on him, and pulls him into the water. Pretty dope. And then, right when you think it's over, who emerges from the water but?
The Fiend.
The Fiend is back. He comes out of the water with the eyes twinkling, the teeth all sharp and jaggedy. Very different. Austin says Alexa is a Sister Abigail. No. They when I heard the woman's voice, that's who I thought it was at first, but then it was Alexa talking. Correct, Austin. Chris DeZuba said Bray cinematic matches just suck. Hated both of them. I didn't like this one. I liked the Cena one way better than this. Let's see here. Bray should have ran his ass over, though. Rob says, you got a purty mouth, boy. Foul said Braun mirror match Blister Abigail. Rob says she was a Sister Abigail, just a ghost from his past. Yeah, I was just saying when I first heard the voice, we thought, is that Sister Abigail?
Yeah.
PR, what's going on? He's in the house. Jocelyn says I was wishing the dishes. I was washing. Excuse me. I'm stupid. I can't read. Apparently, I was washing the dishes during this match. Man, shrug shoulders. You didn't miss much, Jocelyn. I kind of gave you the abbreviated version, and it was probably much better that way.
Yeah.
No point in getting into it. But Derek, Brazier guy, I gave this a C. Like, you know what? I'll even go C plus on this. I'll say C plus. Because I did like the ending.
I agree with that. I'll give you that.
To me, out of the cinematic matches, they've been doing some tired-ass ones lately. The best one is the Undertaker's one, man. You're not topping that, bro. That fits the Taker character. And these should fit Bray. But something's not clicking with these. I think you have Bray look too weak.
Yeah. The issue, to me, is nobody is afraid of Bray anymore. No. That's how I see it. No one is afraid of him anymore.
I don't think anybody has been, though.
Well, no, like, not be afraid, but it's just like, dude, you're fucking crazy. I don't know what the hell is going on with you, but you're fucking crazy. No one even does that anymore.
Go ahead. I'm reading comments, so ignore me.
So, okay, so with this whole, first of all, this shouldn't even have been considered a match. This wasn't anything. This was imagery, okay? This was imagery. So if you were going to do this, which I would have been fine with, if you would have taken out the title match that they had before, and if you would have taken that out and made this an imagery over time, this would have been the better direction to go. I didn't give a fuck about this. Sorry, YouTube, but I did not give a fuck about this. This was fucking horrible. Bruce Pritchard, you suck. You may not have had any hand in this, but you're here now, so you're catching all of it. For you, Vince, and whoever else is doing all of this. Because I can't stand WWE. I'm sorry for anybody who loves WWE. I used to love it. This shit is ass now. This is garbage. I don't appreciate anything that has been going on way before this whole situation that we're going through now with the pandemic. Anything. Since 2012, I can't get behind anything that you're doing right now. This is fucking stupid.
I see some people throwing up the F minus here. Let me see what some people are saying in the chat here. Brian Walsh says Cena's match was miles better than tonight's, the Cena cinematic version of
that
the
match. That was better. That had direction. This had no direction.
Bruce did that too, though.
He had luck of the fucking draw for him.
And we don't know if he shot this. I don't know if he's been put in charge of all of these. I don't know how it's working.
I don't know. There's a lot of shaky cam. He did shaky cam before.
That was Kevin.
Oh, was it Kevin?
Kevin Dunn.
Oh, Kevin Dunn. Okay. Kevin, you suck, okay?
What?
Sorry. You suck. Bruce, I don't know what you may have done. What kind of role you played? Vince, retire, dude. I'm sorry. Retire.
PR Nightmare's dogging me. He said, wishing the dishes were clean so you could watch it. Nah, bruh. Nah. Dyson says, so what I am hearing is the overall rating for this pay-per-view is an F-. We're going to get to that in 1 second, brother. Austin Shroop said, best match was the opener. Screw this pay-per-view. Chris D'Zuba said, F. Goldberg killed The Fiend, Chris D'Zuba said. Hold on. He follows up and says, Goldberg just killed everything Bray was and essentially made him a jopper. PR Nightmare says, I told you I'm happy I canceled my WWE Network. Rob says, why bring back the Eater of Pins version of Wyatt to get the job done just to resurrect The Fiend? I've never seen a company go so far to destroy something that was working since Ryder got over. Shaking my head.
I totally agree. You have gold here.
Bruce needs to be fired. Goldberg, I have to beat The Fiend for the children. Austin Stroop said, F-. WWE made Derek love Impact.
Slammiversary was better than this.
Whoa.
And I didn't like Slammiversary all like that. This was way better than this.
Shout out to Doug. Dyson said they could have made Bray a godly freak with unstable personality, psychopathic bull in the form of Swamp King Bray, and had been able to kill the Monster Among Men. That's just not how it wound up. I don't know why they don't go all the way with Bray.
So then my thing is, then what? Get rid of one of them. Get rid of Bray or get rid of The Fiend. You can't have both, and then I think fuck both.
I think the problem is they want Bray on TV more than he needs to be. The Fiend character cannot be out there every week.
Get rid of it.
So he should wrestle as just Bray Wyatt?
Yes, because you're royally fucking both.
Do you think they could have made it work with the three personalities?
They could have if they would have done it the correct way. You wouldn't even have needed the other personality. The other personality was just there. It was Bray Wyatt, and then it was The Fiend. This Bray with the Firefly Funhouse? That wasn't anything. To me, that was just, we need to make a character to represent the Firefly Funhouse when you still had Bray Wyatt to do that.
I think he came with the Fiend character and they have to figure out how can we deflect, get you on television so that way you can lose. Well, I'm saying Bray has to look vulnerable at some point.
Fuck that. Then why is he the eater of worlds? Why is The Fiend what he is?
PR Nightmare said it worked for Foley. Cactus Jack, dude, love Mankind.
That's probably because Mick Foley wasn't taking shit at that point.
Yeah, he wasn't eating pens like this either.
Exactly. So Mick Foley was getting what he wanted. Like, all right, we're going to have Mankind, Mick Foley, dude, love. We're going to have all these characters. and you're not going to do shit with it because it's working.
Right. Let me see here. Original Biggie said WWE needs new direction, but I don't know. This is my first time back in a while, and I can have a better Universe Mode in 2K19 than tonight. Jocelyn said the women's matches were the only ones worth watching. I can agree. I told you, Sasha Asuka is my match of the night. Keeping it a stack. The Fiend should have won. The Fiend should have been used like Demon Balor, where he comes out rarely. Yeah, I can agree with that. I said, hey, use him rarely. Dyson Dark, you could have made him literal the person that snaps mid-match and goes into freak mode on people. Agree with Chris. Derek is a legend tonight, Brian Walsh says. Rob says Triple H would disagree.
Fuck Triple H.
He put the laughing face, though.
Ooh, Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Yeah.
How you going old school on him, bro? He's not that. He's an executive now for NXT. But Triple H's product is completely different from this, so I'm keeping Triple H out of this. The NXT brand is different, but he's got the whole world in his hands. Bray has been mishandled, and Derek said this a long time ago. If you ruin The Fiend, I think you're going to turn people off from Bray the way we were just talking about with Dolph.
Yes.
You're just going to... People... No one will believe anymore.
No, Bray is going to be the next Dolph. You bring Bray in for a great match just for him to lose.
Right. And Bray is all about the setup. His character has to be about the setup of the match, the fear behind it. Unless you have plans to turn The Fiend babyface, I don't know how you could do that.
I don't want to see The Fiend as a baby. I don't want to see The Fiend at all.
I like Bray as a babyface, though. Him and Roman, I'll never forget that tag match where he pointed at the guy, Roman spears him, and The Fiend got the win. I thought that was so dope, but I don't know what they could do with it.
Listen, I
want... Oh, he said this was in regards to Foley, not eating pens. Oh, Triple H would disagree with Foley eating pens. Terrible. Terrible. Derek shooting from the hip. Love it, Fox said. PR Nightmare says, follow the buzzards to sleep. Keep giving Derek jacket. Daniels, laugh out loud. Derek's more about Jack and Coke. And according to John Moxley, you got to get the Coke from Mexico.
Yes.
When I specify on the Coke from Mexico, we are referring to a soda pop, not Coke from Mexico.
Right.
Shout out to Solid Monster for that.
Right. No, I just want... Give me the Bray Wyatt that came in.
Have a good night, Brian. We're wrapping up right here.
Yeah. Good night, Brian. Give me the Bray Wyatt that came in the first place. Like, at this point in time, if he is a horrifying character, there should be less talking and more imagery. Like, when he needs to convey a message, yes. Bring him out to convey the message. Doesn't have to be long-winded. Nothing. Just simple, short, couple sentences. Be done with it. Have him stand in the light, but cover his face. We all know who he is. So just cover his face and just make it horrifying. Get rid of The Fiend.
Sorry, it's the Mexican Coke lots in the chat.
Get rid of The Fiend, because you already killed The Fiend. We remember back at Hell in the Cell, that was horrible. So that was the time where I fell out of it with The Fiend. Just bring back the Bray Wyatt that should have been... Make Bray Wyatt Candyman.
Yo, Chill was saying that for like four more times.
I'm just saying, dude, like, make him
scary.
Like he came in, everybody was... Remember the King? Every time Bray Wyatt would go into the bridge, look at this.
Right.
King was scared. People were frightened. And then you had, he's got the whole world in his hands, everybody behind Bray. Now, Bray is a laughing stock right now. No one wants to admit it because it hasn't gotten to that point yet, but it's almost there.
Fowl is questioning Mexican Coke. Rob says El Campo out here. Hashtag Coke from Mexico. Dyson says Bray could have been big if you kill The Fiend and just make Bray, you guessed it, Bray Wyatt. Make him the guy from Glass and throw the mask right in the F out of the WWE. PR says, hey, knock that soda pop BS out of here. It's just soda. I call it pop in Buffalo, to be truthful. File says, make sure you get the classic cartel, not new cartel. Oh, that sounds like some Coke stuff. Chris Zuba says, Derek wants Husky Harris back. Peace. Cola champagne. Come on, say it three times and turn off the lights. Y'all tripping right now. I will not do that. I'm a big fan of horror movies, and the only horror show I see takes place every Friday on SmackDown. That's right. 8 to 10. That's a real horror show if you guys want to watch one every week.
Every honestly, Friday? You're being generous, bro. Every Monday, Friday, and every fucking pay-per-view.
Overall grade for this, guys. I gave this a C-. Let me know what you thought.
Should have been an F.
And the reason it's lower is because I think we were generous to some of the matches. Like, we were giving them a little bit more than I thought they deserved, some of them. I'm just saddened by this. I really think that this could have been a lot better.
This should have been a lot better. First of all, when you look at the horror show, there was nothing scary about it.
What stops this from going to the D level are Rollins and Rey, Sasha and Asuka. Like, you can't give the show D levels because of that.
No. They carried this whole pay-per-view, which is very sad. Not sad because they carried it. It's sad because you have that many matches on the card. You started the pay-per-view at 7 o'clock.
Not even that. File says you're right, though, about Bray being diminished slightly. Bray has been screwed up since Hell in a Cell. Since they did that horrible shit with Seth, it's just been downhill. He wins the belt. Then he loses to Goldberg. What was the purpose of you putting the belt on him? And now we're going right back. So then Braun beat Goldberg, and now we're going right back to Bray's about to beat Braun at SummerSlam, which is my prediction early on. Early, you got it. So I'm going to leave it at that. I see some people in here. So let's see. Dyson says F minus. Chris Zuba says F. Fowl said C and just about a C. SmackDown is the trash show. You know what? I'm going to raise it to what Fowl said. I think C minus is a little harsh. I think we got a little bit better than that. C, but barely a C like Fowl said.
A notch off. Fine.
Okay. This was a laugh riot B movie, Fowl said. PR Nightmare said, Vince McMahon. Oh, God, chill, PR. Don't make me do that. Actually, I will give it a D minus, Dyson Dark said. I had low expectations and they couldn't even meet that, Chris Zuba says, and mainly because you are right about Ray and Seth.
All right.
Well, guys, we didn't get a chance to give it to our sponsors, but if you want to cut some shit out, you guys want to get the Lawnmower 3.0, go to manscaped.com, put in the promo code EPWSHOW. You can get yourselves 20% off, and it is probably well worth it. Not only will the girl thank you, or your mate, but your balls will thank you too. Got that right up here for you. This thing does wonders though. Lawnmower 3.0 got good grip, works very well. Glad if more people need it. If you need a gift, last minute gift, I'm telling you, this thing works great. Have it, buy one. Also, we got the ball toner here, ball deodorant. These things all work lovely. Get it, manscaped.com, promo code EPWSHOW. Use the same promo code on powerslam.tv. You can watch 1 month of independent wrestling for free. So when you get sick of watching shit like this, go to powerslam.tv, put it in, watch some of your favorite indies, and big shout out to my good friends and sponsors, Everything College Basketball. We will have some stuff for them after the song, if you listen to this on the podcast version, with some ads for them as well. Rob said D+. Used to cut the cord from WWE. Peace out, guys. All right, Chris, have a good one. Lawnmower Men brought to you by Manscaped. Big facts, man. Shout out to File and everybody who was in here tonight, though, for the live stream. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Derek, appreciate you for the rants. But for Everything Pro Wrestling, myself, Derek, we are out. Peace. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinions, the lesson, yes. By the fans, for the fans, not many in this can understand, This the podcast to show you who I am, Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans, Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans, for the fans. Not many who's here can understand.
anything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson. Yes.
Everything Pro Wrestling, it's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast and Facebook group. I'm Josh Burton, letting you all know that if you like the college game, that there's only one spot to come find all you need to know.
Yep, Josh, Peyton, and myself, Tyler, we are the three voices of ECB Podcast and Facebook group. Peyton, tell them where they can find us and listen to us at.
Well, Tyler, you can find us on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and all other podcast hosting sites. Also, go join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/everythingcollegebasketball.
So if you want everything you need to know about the collegiate game or have a passion for it, there's only one spot that you need to check out on a weekly basis or a daily basis with the Facebook group. That's Everything College Basketball. Now let's get back to Conrad informing you on everything pro wrestling and the workings around it.
Brother,
are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.